The sight loss charity Glaucoma UK are warning Muslims about the dangers of not using their eye drops during Ramadan, which runs until the 12th of May. Here to try and ease people's concerns is Glaucoma UK's Head of Services, Joe Bradley. So first off, Joe, for anyone that doesn't know, what is glaucoma and why are some Muslims concerned about using eye drops during Ramadan?
So glaucoma is a collection of eye diseases which can cause blindness potentially. So it's where normally the pressure in your eye is too high and that kind of squashes the optic nerve and can prevent the signals from reaching your brain and can blind you over a period of years usually. The connection is that the most common treatment for glaucoma is eye drops. And when you put your eye drop in your eye, the excess drop can drain down into the back of your throat and therefore you can taste it slightly. So Muslims who are fasting during Ramadan can sometimes feel concerned that because they're tasting their eye drop, they've broken their fast.
So this is a hugely important time of year for the Muslim community. And you're keen to reassure them that this isn't cheating and it's really important for their eye health. And it's not just for Muslim people. Everyone should be taking their eye drops daily.
Absolutely. So everyone who's prescribed eye drops for glaucoma or just increased pressure in their eye, but with no sight loss, which is called ocular hypertension, anyone who has eye drops should use them every day. You don't need to worry if you're fasting because the Muslim Council of Britain and Islamic schools of thought all agree that eye drops aren't a food or drink. So if you do taste them while you're fasting, you don't need to worry. You haven't broken your fast. And you're still okay. But it is very, very important to take your eye drops every day, because if you stop, you can have an increase in pressure in your eye, and then that can cause permanent damage to your vision. So in order to protect your eyesight, it's really important to take your eye drops every day.
What percentage of the Muslim population in the UK are actually affected by glaucoma?
We predict that there's around 50,000 Muslims with glaucoma in the UK, and a further 140,000 people with suspected glaucoma or ocular hypertension, which is when you have increased pressure in the eye, but no damage to your vision.
And what should people do, Joe, if they're still concerned?
So there's two options. The first is this is the best option for your glaucoma anyway, which is when you put in your eye drop, you can press on the corner of your eye by your nose for about a minute. There's a little bump there and you can press on that. And what that does is it stops the eye drop from draining down into the back of the throat. And that's good for two reasons. The first is the eye drop stays in your eye and that's where it needs to be in order to act and to protect your sight. And the second reason is it stops it draining into the throat and being tasted, which sometimes doesn't taste very nice. And it may also cause side effects. So it's really good. Even people who aren't fasting should do this technique when they put in their eye drops. If you're fasting and you're still quite concerned, the alternative is to take your eye drops in the morning before suhoor, before you fast, and in the evening, iftar, after you break your fast, and then you know you're fine if you do it that way.
And finally, if anyone would like to learn more about glaucoma, or indeed about Ramadan and the use of eye drops, how can they find out more information, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got information on our website about glaucoma and Ramadan. We have a film on the website as well about Ramadan and eye drops. We have lots of information on our website and leaflets that you can download or order for free. We also have our helpline. So if you have any more questions about anything to do with glaucoma or eye drops, you can call our helpline on 01233 648170. That's open during office hours. And our website is glaucoma.uk.
Joe, thanks once again for coming on and sharing that important advice with us. Joe Bradley, Head of Support Services at Glaucoma UK, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.